This is Morning Edition on KACU. I'm Allie Jones. KACU is kicking off a series of interviews with candidates on the ballot in the big country today. We're starting off with the race for Texas's 19th congressional district. Jody Arrington is running for a third term after winning by large margins in his past two campaigns. We'll hear from him tomorrow. Today, we have his challenger, Democrat candidate Tom Watson. Watson is a veteran of the Vietnam War and an attorney in Abilene. Tom Watson joins me by phone. Thank you again for taking the time.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay, so we're going to jump right in with our first question, which is, how are you planning on addressing COVID-19?
Problem with COVID-19 is the work needs to start at the top with the White House and the executive branch, but we need to go back to what we started with, masks and people staying at home and following all of the rules so that we can get rid of the virus once and for all.
Right. How do you feel about another stimulus?
Well, I think it is necessary to have another stimulus package. And I don't understand why the Republicans have refused to negotiate on it and are trying to starve the American people and not put enough money in it. We need to have enough money to do some good and keep people working, because if the stimulus package is put in, people will get the money, they will spend it, and that will bring the economy back.
So now we're going to address some of the promises that President Donald Trump made when he was a candidate. What would you say Trump and Congress have done over the last 4 years, addressing his promise of replacing Obamacare?
Obamacare works, and we do not need to repeal it. Because if we repeal it, we're going to have to put something else in place. And then that's simply going to take more time before it gets put back in place. And then people are going to be out of medical care during that period of time. I don't see how any reasonable person would want health care cut back. We need competent health care, and we need it accessible for all persons. So the way the system has worked in the past is people couldn't get health care until they got real sick, and then you had to pay for a real sick person when you could have paid for a person that just needed treatment to avoid getting sick and avoid going into the hospital. So health care is necessary, and it benefits all of us to get health care available to everybody, because then people have the opportunity to get health care before they get sick and become a burden on the taxpayers.
Representative Arrington introduced a new legislation to punish protesters who turn destructive or violent. Can you tell me a little bit about how you reacted to that legislation?
Well, first of all, Mr. Arrington ignores all of the right-wing terrorists that are out there that were carrying weapons during the outbreaks that we had. And we don't want to discourage free speech, but I am not endorsing violence, certainly not. But it's the local authorities can take care of it, and they have taken care of it, and we haven't had anything from what I would call the left side of the ticket. All that we've had is the right wing planning to attack and kidnap and kill a governor, and the Republicans just don't pay any attention to that. They make fun of it, and that's a very serious thing. That's the most serious thing that's happened. And I have not heard Mr. Arrington denounce that problem.
So what is your position on the police reforms that peaceful protesters are demanding? So not taking away funding from the police, but reforms like outlawing chokeholds?
The pitch to defund the police was not to take money away from police law enforcement. It was to reform the problems that police have in being charged with the responsibility of solving problems that are not law enforcement related and ought not to be law enforcement related, like health care, like getting people mental health care when they need it and not putting them in jail. That's what the defund the police. It's to take away those jobs that police are charged with doing now that are not law enforcement. We put everything on the back of the police and law enforcement, and they're not trained to do that, and we shouldn't be expecting them to do things like determine whether or not somebody is mentally ill. We ought to have a different method of doing that, and that's what the defund the police is about. It's not about taking away law enforcement. Nobody wants to do that. It's to make the police departments and law enforcement more efficient by giving them the opportunity to do their job, which is to police and prevent crime.
Do you see Trump challenging the results of the election?
I cannot predict what Donald Trump would do, and I'm not even going to try. And certainly not beyond the realm of possibility, but I believe that it's going to be so overwhelming that no reasonable person would contest the election. But, of course, Donald Trump is not a reasonable person. So I don't know what Donald Trump's going to do, and there's no point in anybody trying to predict what he's going to do. What we need to do is just completely rebuke Donald Trump and the Republican philosophy right now so we can get back to people who are patriotic and want to work together. Sure, there are patriotic Republicans in the party that want to work together, but they can't and follow Trump. So first step we got to do is after this election is be sure he's gone, and then we could start back working together.
So how would you rate Trump and Congress's handling of the pandemic?
He's admitted on record that he didn't do it. He didn't handle it. All he was interested in was telling people everything was okay and it would go away. So Trump didn't handle it. He just didn't do anything with it. And, you know, the Republican Party didn't hold him accountable. And that's what the problem is. The Republicans were so afraid of him, they wouldn't challenge him on the problems that were obvious, such as the COVID-19. So, and now he's even attacked his primary doctor, Dr. Fauci. And so anybody that says anything just that about Trump, he just turns them off, because the only pronoun that Trump knows is I. All he's interested in is what Trump wants to do.
Can you give me your opinion of the Green New Deal and how it will affect the oil and gas industry?
It will do a lot of things. One, it certainly is going to be good for the environment. And number two, it's going to be good for those industries that are going to be working with the clean environment, so that I think it will overall benefit our economy. Now, there's probably going to be some adjustments along the way, but it's something we've got to do. Otherwise, we will pollute the earth and we'll all go away.
You're running as a Democrat in a vastly Republican region of this state. What's your pitch to independent voters or even Republicans as to why they should vote for you?
Well, it's because Republicans have traditionally been conservative when it came to spending money, but they have also traditionally been looking out for people, and that's gone now. The Republican Party, as it's currently operating, is not paying attention to the persons of lower economic strata. All they're interested in is developing the high-dollar people. And so once we get rid of Trump and we get rid of those that are 97% Trump, such as Mr. Arrington, then we can get back to a reasonable position where people of both parties can work together for the benefit of the entire country. That's what we've been missing the last 4 years. People are working together with the object of making America better. What we've had is people, Trump working against everything, Arrington following him right down the line. They don't want to work with anybody. They don't want progress. So once we can get rid of that attitude and that type of outlook, we can all work together, and we're going to have disagreements, but we will work together for the benefit of the citizens of the United States of America.
Thank you again for joining us.
Okay, well, thank you for inviting me.
Tom Watson is an attorney in Abilene and the Democratic challenger for Republican U.S. Representative Jody Arrington. I'm Allie Jones, and this is KACU.